Joining us now on the Ticket Hotline from Augusta National is our old friend Jesse the Usher, who has ushered a lot of high-profile events over the years, and he is working, I believe for the first time, Augusta National and the Masters. Good morning, Jesse.
You're going to have to speak up because I'm almost fully, partially deaf in one ear.
Oh, wow. Well, okay, we'll speak up, but why don't you just use the other ear?
Yeah.
What's that now?
I said, why don't you use the other ear?
I can't hear you because I'm almost fully, partially deaf in one ear.
Okay, well
just think about it.
We think it's great that you're working the Masters.
That is true. I'm working at the Masters. I'm actually ushering my 46th annual Masters golf tournament.
Oh, I thought this was your first. I'm sorry.
They keep bringing me back here because they know I don't brook no nonsense. And they, you know, they got lots of rules here, so they need some really strong ushering.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, they really don't have ushers at golf tournaments. Are you like a marshal or like a security guy? Or
usher and marshal, I do it all. And they know that I will go full kamikaze on anyone breaking the rules down here.
Yeah.
I wear a suicide vest. And if I catch a golfer or a patron breaking a rule, I will go up to them and give them what I call the hug of death.
Okay.
And that's where I hug them. And in a tight camera shot, in a brief moment of quiet, I whisper into their ear, I love you and I'm sorry. Before it cuts to an overhead long shot, and you see the mushroom cloud rise over all this.
That is not a security measure that they would take at Augusta National.
And then we cut to a shot of a grieving widow getting out of a station wagon full of kids.
You sound like you're scripting a movie more than you are protocol for security.
They pay me $5,000 for this weekend.
That's pretty good.
Huh? That's very good. They got lots of money. That's more money I make all year at the American Airlines Centers. $5,000. To put that in perspective for your viewers, if you stack up six $1,000 bills on top of each other, $5,000 is almost as high as that.
Well, that doesn't really help anyone.
So, I mean, that kind of money, I have to take this gig, that kind of money being offered. Of course, I have to rent out an Airbnb out here, and that costs $12,000, so yeah. I lose quite a bit of money this weekend.
Maybe upside down. Have you run into any famous players or great golfers?
Craig, I've run into quite a few of them.
Okay,
quite
George.
A few. I had to get on to one of them. I busted... I don't know if y'all remember old Mark Calcavecchia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember him.
Yeah. Busted him with his cell phone out here.
You're the one that busted. We saw that story.
Yeah. Yeah. They have a rule, you know, no cell phone usage on the course out here. And Mr. Calcavecchia broke them rules. So I grabbed his phone. I threw it in the top of a pine tree.
Oh, wow.
It's still hung up there.
I bet it'll fall down at some point.
Yeah, I'm not afraid of these entitled golfers, you know. In fact, 2 years ago, I was the one who arrested Scottie Scheffler at the PGA. He tried to blow through a barricade.
That was you?
You arrested him?
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a Louisville police officer.
Can I issue what I like to call an opinion?
Sure.
This honorary first shot business needs to go away.
Oh, man, I don't know. That's Jack Nicklaus, Gary Player, and Tom Watson. That's pretty cool.
Well, Jack Nicklaus just killed a patron this morning.
Yeah.
We saw he duck-hooked it.
I mean, he screamed an errant shot right into the temple of a patron.
Oh,
and
no, man.
They just guaranteed that gentleman out of here.
Okay, oh, no. I don't think he killed him.
And then he lined up again, hit another one, and hit an old lady right in the nuts.
What? That doesn't make sense.
He only hit one shot. Quit making stuff up.
He screamed four, but he should have screamed five, because that's how many people he pinballed off there for. All came to rest. But we and I, another thing I recommended for security reasons is we should have elected some, put up some bollards and barricades and barriers to protect the front of the course.
Oh, against, like, terrorism or...
No, to keep Tiger from sailing his Land Rover into the clubhouse.
I don't think he's going to be coming around this week.
We've put up posters everywhere of his face so everyone knows to keep Tiger away from here.
Oh, I don't think that's necessary.
He had to put posters up.
Dishonoring the game and everything. And we've gotten some intel that he may be trying to show up to play around.
They're not going to let that happen.
With a fused ankle. And, but I'm just glad we finally got a Masters without Tiger or Phil.
You're glad?
Well, come on.
Yeah, I got tired. Well, Phil wore me out. You know, Phil was all, he micro-betted with me on every shot. He'd always be, hey, Jesse, I bet I can hit Jack Nicklaus's wife on this shot.
You're not always aiming at patrons.
He was always headhunting, that's Phil.
Well, that's a coward if
but
he's doing
again,
that.
You know, Tiger was always head hunting too, but it was a different kind of head.
Okay, Jesse.
That's a pretty funny joke
that's
there, Jesse.
Funny, man.
I don't care who you are.
We like it. Yeah, I don't need your ID. I don't care who you are. That's for everyone.
Well, be safe out there, and yeah, have a great Masters.
I will, Craig, and I thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye. We'll see you. There he goes. Jesse the Usher at Augusta.